Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
On April 4th, people from throughout the region came together in Pikeville for the third annual Appalachian Seed Swap, an event which started as folks getting together to trade heirloom seeds, but has quickly turned into something much more. WMMT's Elizabeth Sanders brings us this report.
We were looking for a tomato, me and my father-in-law, and so we garden. I just wasn't satisfied with the tomato seeds and plants we were buying. That taste wasn't there. They didn't can well. They didn't produce like I wanted. And I remember those big tomatoes growing up, and he does too. And so I started looking for a y'all tomato seed. It was a dark orange.
This is Neil Hunt, co-founder of the Appalachian Seed Swap, speaking with us at the third annual Appalachian Seed Swap held on Saturday, April 4th at Pike County Central High School in Pikeville, Kentucky.
And I said, I'm looking for this tomato seed. And then we started talking about what happened at Harless Creek. And there's a white cushion from Harless Creek that nearly got lost during a flood. And, you know, those seeds are history, and we about lost it. And so we knew there was an importance for more than one person to have them. And so we decided we would start a seed swap, and we hoped that 25 people would show up. And the first year, over 150 or so, and he did. And so it's grew every year. This is our third annual heirloom seed buy-sell trade. We've got, just tons of local heirloom people that came here to help spread the word and share the seeds. And we're seeing that, you know, you don't have to have 100 acres to grow good food that people want. You know, heirlooms are about taste, not just saving seed and history, but taste. The taste of these vegetables are so much better than any hybrid you'll ever get, and I promise anybody that. You know, and then you don't have to buy seed anymore because you're saving it year to year. You're starting a connection with your family because you can, that's a valuable thing to be able to pass on to somebody. You know, my grandfather's been dead 20 years, but that bean is still growing. And then we got the mobile canning unit. And so we're starting to branch out away from seeds a little bit. We've got the heritage people here for livestock, and they're going to talk about goats. Most gardeners have a connection with farming in general, so they're going to get information that they like about canning and about growing and seed saving, and now they're going to start hearing a little bit more about livestock. So it's growing beyond a seed saving. It's more of a Appalachian heritage thing now, and so it's important that we pass that along to everybody.
In addition to the seed swapping, the event featured book signings, workshop sessions, and the demonstration Neil Hunt mentioned from Kentucky State University's Mobile Commercial Kitchen. The mobile kitchen is only a few weeks old. In fact, the Appalachian Seed Swap is the first time the kitchen has been brought to an event. Joni Nelson and Sherry Crabtree of Kentucky State University tell us more about the new mobile processing unit.
We have brought with us the mobile kitchen, which is a certified kitchen where that you can process jams, jellies, flash frozen vegetables, fresh pickles, or in some cases create your own recipe. And when you process it in this trailer, you can actually sell it to Kroger. You can sell it mass retail instead of just at a farmer's market or a roadside stand.
Well, farmers will rent the kitchen for a day, bring in your produce. Say you have strawberries and you want to make strawberry jam, bring in your strawberries. We have the cooktop. We're going to get a steam kettle, a tilting steam kettle to do jams and jellies in, and a hot water bath to do our canning. And so be able to print a label, have the properly approved label to put on the product. And at that point, like Joni said, you can sell it at retail outlets, you know, gift shops and grocery stores, as opposed to home-based microprocessors that you can only sell at roadside stands and farmers markets.
And in theory, when it comes out of this kitchen, it'll be ready to go straight to one of those markets by having all the labels approved and all the stamps that it needs on there.
We have the convection oven so we can do granola and baked goods and the big stovetop. And we're going to get a steam kettle to do jams and jellies and then hot fill things like pickles, you know, the brine for pickles, things like that. And one of the biggest pieces of equipment is a sorghum evaporator. A lot of people in Kentucky do sorghum. It flows through and evaporates the syrup down. So sorghum, or if anybody does maple syrup, or I've heard people doing black walnut syrup, can use the evaporator for that. And we've got a flash freezer to freeze berries or vegetables, and freezes quicker so it's better quality, doesn't get the ice crystals that you get when you freeze slower in a home freezer.
We actually have a mobile sorghum press as well. It's got its own generator and it's its own press, and we can take that to the farm and they can squeeze their sorghum, put it in the carboy or some kind of container, and then bring it into the kitchen And that's in one of those cases that we're thinking that we're not going to have as many holding tanks or anything else like that as for just for the sorghum. We'll just have to evaporate it down, and then they just take it with them.
Yeah, comes out the spigot right there. Just bottle it right from that tap. Mobile processing unit for poultry is scheduled at the different docking stations around the state. I mean, hopefully at some point we'll be able to have farmers contact us individually and schedule it, and we can go to where they are and let them run it out.
We do have a docking station at Kentucky State University, so mm-hmm. it can officially be docked there, and farmers can bring stuff in. If you're trying to process, you know, a few hundred pounds of berries, you wouldn't want to travel them from Pikeville up to Kentucky State University. Mm-hmm. So we're still working with rural development and other entities to try to develop more of these docking stations. And we're working with the health department to see if we have to have the same criteria as the other MPU, or if we can get away with certain things if we're only processing certain produce. There's a lot of kinks to work out, and we're willing to work them out with local farmers to come in and to work through the process. It's going to take some bumps and all, but we're going to figure it out. Well, our mission is to help reach the small, limited resource farmers. This was brought together by the USDA Capacity Building Grant and the Governor of Ag Policy's Agricultural Development Fund. Put money in to build this. So we're all working together to get this off the ground and get it to those limited resource farmers. And we're hoping to bring it more into the eastern Kentucky area, because that seems to be the biggest need, is in those SOAR and the Appalachian region counties. Now, we also have a small farm grant that gives farmers up to $5,000. We have educational programs on farm, third Thursdays, every Thursday of every month. We'll have some kind of program. This next one is organics in NRCS. So we bring farmers to the university or to the farm and train them. And sometimes they get a lot of hands-on aspects of what's going on. And then we also have a small farm conference where they actually pick people up and bring them to Kentucky State University and pay, you know, it's like $25 for 3 or 4 days, and you get all this training and you get the hotel room and things like that. That's in November of this year. So we try to help reach those communities and try to help forego the cost and burden of traveling so far to get the education, to get the information, to get the hands-on training that some farmers actually require for this unit and for other things that they're doing.
For more information about the Mobile Commercial Kitchen or other Kentucky State University programs, you can contact Joni Nelson at joni.nelson@kysu.edu or Sherry Crabtree at sherry.crabtree@kysu.edu. Reporting for WMMT, this is Elizabeth Sanders with Mimi Pickering.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.